Someone's waving, someone's counting, someone's waving. There's $50 on this pony, chasing you how to come back. I saw 100 miles of steel over wood and let him go. I filled my pockets up with coal back.
You're listening to growradio.org, growradio.org, and that was Hem. First two songs starting off tonight from Rabbit Songs. The first was obviously an instrumental, if you were listening in that early, called The Burying Song. And that song you just heard was called Betting on Trains. And if you're not familiar with Hem, I've played them a few months ago. Need to probably play them more here in the studio and at my home as well. They're a band out of New York City, and the first time I played them, I told the story, but since none of you are probably listening, or even if some of you are listening, I'll recap quickly. They're out of New York City in the late 90s, 1999 to be exact, and they basically got together and were looking for a lead singer, had some auditions, and no one showed up, and then someone sent the lead singer, this woman sent a demo of Lullabies, and they ended up forming Hem. So that's the short version. You can look on Wikipedia and get more information, as I've done. Next up, we're going to hear from Spoon, a song called Well Alright, off of an album that is called Dark Was the Night. It's a compilation of singer-songwriters, one of the Red Heart compilations. I have a few of their Red Heart compilations, and they're all good. I'm going to play a few things from this tonight, but this in particular is Spoon. Well, all right.
See you never again. I walk away, cool, just to hold your hand. Ain't got much, but it can all be yours. Three-room apartment and a hot dog stand. I've been fighting in the attic with hungry ghosts. I've been busy in the common hall, ripping fast through the sheets at the wall. I'll keep going if it takes all night. Everything's, we're alright. Gonna be, we're alright. Knew this girl was out of any cause. At the high school, really felt so lost. Had a heart attack at 25. Much too beautiful to stay alive. Cause once you woke up known, thoughts woke up known. Thoughts are gone, so the clothes, and heaven knows. There's no warmth in the three words you say goodbye. I don't wanna make that happen, yeah. Don't mean nothing, just some common sense. Nothing so much as just about being mad. Everything's well alright, gonna be well alright. Everything's well alright, gonna be well alright. Never again. I'll walk away, go just to hold your hand. Ain't got much, but it all be yours. Three-room apartment and a hot dog stand. Just watch the endless day, how it goes. Sell your watch, sell your clothes. There's no warmth in the words that you say goodbye. It don't mean nothing, just some kind of test. Ain't had enough of your advice just yet. Not too much, just a far being there. Everything's gonna be well alright. On me, everything's gonna be well, alright. We're alright, 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 we're alright.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and with every thought you think. Upon the recitation we're about to sing. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to make a contact with you. We are your friends. Of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissary. Interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft. And please come in peace, we beseech you. to form and transmit thought energy far above the norm. You close your eyes and concentrate together, that's the way to send the message. We declare world contact day. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary quite extraordinary craft. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants of interplanetary anti-adversary craft. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants.
All right, well, that was one of those songs that you hope the mic is not accidentally on. If you didn't recognize it, that is actually a cover of the Carpenters song, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, one of the goofiest lyric songs you could ever write, and I have been singing it all week long. I downloaded it on YouTube. If you want to see some really cheesy, goofy, hysterical videos, go to YouTube, download Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. This particular version, though, obviously, or maybe not obviously, is was not the Carpenters version. It's from the album If I Were a Carpenter. And I got this back when it was first came out. I should have looked up the date when it first came out, but I know it must have been sometime in the 90s. And I haven't had it since then. And I just got it in the mail today. I've been downloading stuff on YouTube from it, but got it in my hot little hands now, so I'm going to probably play a few tunes from that, and it's the Carpenters' In a Way You've Never Seen, and I'll go a little bit further and say I have also been, for whatever reason, YouTubing Carpenters like crazy. There's more made-for-TV movies and documentaries by BBC, by, you know, ETV, by, you know, badly acted, you know, Lifetime movie things. And I've seen them all in recent history, and I have to say, if you catch me over cocktails, I could wax poetic or philosophical or, you know, nonsensical on the Carpenters much more than I ever have in the past. So anyway, we're going to go back and play a tune from my other new favorite CD that I just got, Dark Was the Night. This is Beirut with Mimizan.
The lines are on board, it's quiet offshore, but the wind blows. The children are here, but the women just stare from the windows. See the lawns outside, groom green lawns. See the lawns outside. Move for you. Feel
All right, well, that was Yola Tango with Gentle Hour. And next up, we're going to hear from Mr. Jackson Browne off the Saturate Before Using album, Something Fine.
The papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my sleeve. Oh, that's much too old a story to believe. And you know it's taken its share of me, even though you take such good care of me. Now you say Morocco, and that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind, and I've just had a taste of something fine. The future hides and the past just slides. England lies between, floating in a silver mist and so clean. And California's shaking like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. And you know that I'm looking back carefully, 'cause I know there's still something there for me. But you said Morocco, and you made me smile. And it hasn't been that easy for a long, long while. And looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine, something fine. Now if you see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. May not see Morocco for a little while. While you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to save me just a taste of something fine.
Ah, that song kills me. Every song on that album kills me. Most songs by Jackson Browne kill me. And once upon a time, I used to know and play that song myself on guitar to do a passable cover of that. So if you catch me on a moment, I might still be able to do it. But I don't know. I need to relearn that song. But that's just a beautiful song. It's a great album too. If you've never heard, if you're not familiar with it, Saturate Before Using. There's lots of amazing songs on that album. Jackson Browne. Next up, I'm very excited to play a song from a band from my hometown, Rhode Island. I say hometown, Cranston, Rhode Island. They're not quite from Cranston, but everyone in Rhode Island is pretty much your hometown. And these are some friends. They're calling themselves folk metal. Well, that's the genre. They're actually the West Eddy Trio. And I'm very glad that they sent CDs and very excited to play it. I'm going to play Will You Ever. The band is Adrian West, Carl Eddy, and Matthew West, and I've had the pleasure of playing with some of them and some extensions of their families in various gatherings over the years. So I am been a little homesick lately, so it's awfully nice to be playing this. So this is the West Eddy Trio from Rhode Island or Connecticut. Song is Will You Ever. Listen to growradio.org.
Everywhere.
the West Eddy Trio from my home state of Rhode Island, and giving a shout out in particular to Paula and Greg. Greg being one of the best washboard players I've ever had the pleasure to play with, so want to give a shout out, I guess, to the Cajun Festival, which I've never made it home to, but I need to one of these days. And next up, different type of hometown here in Gainesville. We're going to play some Swayze. Band I still miss desperately in this town, and I think Brandon is listening, and I want to thank him for sitting in with me last week and doing a playlist. And I several times during the show last week said that I need to burn him some Swayze before he rolls on out of town, so this is a reminder to both of us, you to harass me to do it, me to actually do it. And if you're sitting there with Robert and Kevin, a shout out to them as well. You listen to Grow Radio, and this is Swayze.
I am the great wall, a sharp line along your atlas page. I am the sunshine cage. I am a meter meant to be used just as a gauge. I'm all the self-help rage. This is your chance, I guess, to save me and burn the rest. This is your soul redress. There's so many to impress. I need some bleeding room. I need a place to move. We've got some calling out to do. You are the water that swells up and soaks us to the bone, watches you swallow our homes. And as you recede and slowly reveal the earth below, I am the sudden stone. This is your chance, I guess.
Swing. And I am an unhappy stranger grooking in the streets of Mexico. My friends have died on me. My lovers disappeared. My whores banned. My bed rocked and heaved by earthquake. And no holy weed to get high by candlelight and dream. Only fumes of buses, dust storms, and maids peeking at me through a hole in the door, secretly drilled to watch masturbators fuck pillows. I am the gargoyle of Our Lady dreaming in space. Gray mist dreams. My face is pointed toward Napoleon. I have no form. My address book is full of RIPs. I have no value in the void. At home without honor, my only friend is an old fag without a typewriter, who, if he's my friend, I'll be buggered. I have some mayonnaise left, a whole unwanted bottle of oil, peasants washing my skylight, a nut clearing his throat in the bathroom next to mine 100 times a day, sharing my common ceiling. If I get drunk, I get thirsty. If I walk, my foot breaks down. If I smile, my mask's a farce. If I cry, I'm just a child. If I remember, I'm a liar. If I write, the writing's done. If I die, the dying's over. If I live, the dying's just begun. If I wait, the waiting's longer. If I go, the going's gone. If I sleep, the bliss is heavy. The bliss is heavy on my lids. If I go to cheap movies, the bed bugs get me. Expensive movies I can't afford. If I do, nothing, nothing does.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as mine.
Why then? Why should it be that? to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk and buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw our love you echoes down the canyons. And then lie awake at night until they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said no. Boy, would you come home to me? She said, hey rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. 'Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean. And there's some stars that fell from the sky and living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? She said, hey rambling boy, why don't you settle down? The L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
All right, well, I've had a few things going on here while you've all been listening, and one of those things was ironing in the house, Some of Your Life Up Next. That last song you just heard was Please Come to Boston, Dave Loggins, an old song from my childhood, taking me back. And before that, off of the I Wish I Were a Carpenter album, we had Jeanette Napolitano with Mark Morland, Hurting Each Other, again, Carpenter's retrospective of that album. And then before that, we played a few kind of spoken word slash music things from Kicks of Joy and Darkness, the Jack Kerouac compilation, which has a lot of actors and musicians. And starting from the back, we had Mexican Loneliness with Matt Dillon and a number of other people who I should note, but now I've misplaced the cover. And let me see if I can find it here quickly. Here it is. We had Mexican Loneliness with Matt Dillon, Joey Altruda, Joe Gonzalez, and Pablo Calogero. And before that was Woman, again written by Jack Kerouac, but the interpretation was by Jim Carroll, Lee Ranaldo, Lenny Kaye, and Anton Sanko. And before that was Swayze, the always amazing Swayze. So again, Some of Your Life is coming up next. You, of course, listen to GrowRadio.org. And I was going to play another local band called Three-Legged Dog. I was going to play something off of their album Malt Liquor, because they have a show this coming Friday at the Civic Media Center here in Gainesville. And I mistakenly thought that it was going to be here in the studio, and it is not, unfortunately, but I still want to pump that show because they're great. Just heard them live actually on the bridge yesterday on another radio station that Kristen, who's in the band, does. And they did a live studio thing, and it was great. And anyway, they're playing Friday night with Sarah McBann and the third band is escaping me, although I should know it. It's at the tip of my tongue, but I can't get it. So anyway, instead, we're going to play something else. So stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in, and you are listening to GrowRadio.org.
Thank you.
sober. Now I'm alone. 3 years have gone by since you have gone. All right, well, that once again was Hem. Played a few of their songs earlier tonight. We're going to take it out with Rice Boy, again from Dark Was the Night. And then up, of course, is Some of Your Life. Back in the studio. Everyone's very happy, ironing. This is Rice Boy Sleeps with the song Happiness. Thanks for listening tonight, and as always, listen to Grow Radio. Go check out some local music. Keep listening to this local station, whether or not you're local. And that's all.